There's only one way to get into this ark, and that's through the one door that he told them to make, right? So turn to John chapter 10. John chapter number 10. Jesus likened himself unto a door that you have to walk through to get saved. So, do you think it's a coincidence that the ark had one door on it?
No.
There's only one way to get in, one way to get out.
Yep.
And when God said, come into the ark, he shut the door on them.
Mm-hmm.
He sealed that door so that they couldn't get out, right? So, now think about that when we read John chapter 10, verse 7, it says, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So think about the ark. There's one door. God told Noah, come into the ark. Come thou into the ark. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. What was the purpose of the ark? To preserve life, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so think about this. Brother Ryan actually gave me this. We were talking about this a little bit outside after the service. I didn't even think of this. This is a great picture, though. So he said, the thief cometh, let's see, verse 8.
Verse 1.
Oh, verse 1? Let me get there. Verse 1. I was about to mess up his story. All right. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 1, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So there's only one way to get inside that ark. And people knew that Noah was building that ark. He did preach to people. And he tried to tell them and warn them. But guess what? Nobody else came into the ark except for him and his family and a bunch of animals. And so people probably saw this. They probably thought, man, this is really weird. But then when it started raining, when the door shut and it started raining, I guarantee you people were trying to get in some other way, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good picture. You can only get in one way, and that's through the ark. And God shut that door.
Amen.
And it wasn't opening up for anybody else. There's going to come a time in this world when the door's going to be shut for everybody else.
Yep.
And so the time to get saved is today.
Yeah.
The time to get saved is now. And you've got to get into the ark, so to speak. You have to be in Christ. You have to abide in Christ. And there's only one way to get in, and that's through Christ.
Yep.
And so he said, he's the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. But you got to go through that door. See, a lot of people, like thieves and robbers, they want to go in some other way.
Yeah.
They want to try to get into heaven another way.
Yeah.
That's why people always, you know, you run into them soul winning. People that say, well, I just think that all religions are the right way. What? That's like saying all Bible versions are the same. All roads lead to heaven. That's what people say, right?
Yeah.
Is it true, though? It's not true.
No.
There's only one way. There's only one door that you can go through, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thieves and robbers probably tried to get in, but you know, the door was shut. There's no other way in. So they tried to get in. I'm guessing they tried. I mean, have you ever seen those, like, you know, I'm not saying the Hollywood movies are good, but like people are like banging on the side. Oh, is it Noah? It's like, sorry, man, I tried to tell you. And, you know, or chick comics of all these shows, like people like trying to claw out the doors or whatever. But it might be true. People might have tried to climb in after it was all said and done. But it was too late.